When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
If Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes for the fourth consecutive time, goes undefeated as a pro, second time in the AFC Championship game, and goes on to win a Super Bowl after waxing Jalen Hurts in the playoffs and then destroying Trevor Lawrence.
Waxing. Strong said, words.
And he did.
Wax on, wax off.
Seven touchdowns and 400 yards in the first half.
I thought you were talking about like the,
I'm
the
saying,
Super Bowl coming
no,
up.
No, I'm saying he waxed it, and then he destroyed Trevor Lawrence and them in the title game, and then goes on to do this against and wins the Super Bowl. I'm saying he's a face of the NFL. He's the biggest thing in American team sports. 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn has reasons for disagreeing. He says, nope, there's a lag time for people to catch up, and there are other reasons too. Jay, I think you see it as I do.
Yep.
How do you see it? 888-SAY-ESPN. Rob Ninkovich. Two-time Super Bowl champion. How do you see it?
What you coming with the fingers? What movie is that?
Waxing? Max, you ever waxed a car?
No, I've never waxed my own car.
Max probably never waxed a car.
No, I never waxed. I grew up in New York City, brother.
One time I waxed my dad's truck in the sun. Mm. Don't do that.
Don't do it, huh?
It's on the label. So don't wax a car in the sun.
He said, go wax my car.
It doesn't come off.
So, Nick, what do you think about that, though? Like, if Joe Burrow were to obviously win this next matchup against Patrick Mahomes, undefeated, goes on to win the Super Bowl. Is he the biggest thing in sports?
The biggest thing in sports?
And is he the face of the NFL?
I think Max was talking fast. He didn't really mean the biggest thing in sports.
I was going
to
say.
That's not what he meant. In American team sports, yeah.
No, he didn't. Max, there's no way Max meant that.
Every day is football is king. Football is king. Yeah. Football is king. So if football is king, he wins.
He's king.
Stop, man. He's never passing Steph Curry.
No,
stop it.
Who said?
He said.
That's team
said
sport, right?
Sports.
And that is in America, Golden State.
Is Steph bigger than LeBron?
No, we're not talking about LeBron. You said
I'm just saying, team sports in America. Football is king. He's king quarterback. That makes him king, right?
He's not going to pass LeBron. He's not going to pass Steph Curry. It's not going to happen.
All right, let's keep it to football. I don't want to have a whole side argument.
Well, you're the one that started the NFL.
He said it. That's because he's like, I'm in with Max a lot. He likes to do it.
You just got to do it quickly.
I feel like be provocative and ask interesting questions.
Get the people going.
He will become a guy that you would see. You turn your television on, he's all over, right? Like, he'll be on all the commercials. It happens every – I mean, you look at Josh Allen. Okay, turn my TV on after a couple good seasons. He's got the Gillette thing. He's shaving his face. Okay. You got Patrick Mahomes. He's got the insurance stuff. You'll see more Joe Burrow. If he does that, you'll see him. He'll be pushed out there more into it. But I think it's because he's in Cincinnati that market isn't going to balloon to make him that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying?
The market limits him in this case, even in the NFL.
Yeah, of course it does.
I didn't really want to poo-poo Cincinnati because I want them to like me because they listen to our show. So I didn't want to say – I didn't want to be like, ah, he's in Cincinnati, you know?
If he was in New York or like in Texas, if he was with Dallas, if he was with Dallas right now,
it'd
be insane.
It would be crazy. Because it's so much more when you watch television, right? Not a lot of people have access to, you know, Hulu and all these, like, you know, nobody's paying for DirecTV and stuff to see all the games. You basically only see your region, right? Not a lot of people see
outside. So why Peyton
outside.
Manning? How did Peyton Manning get so popular at Indianapolis?
I was going to say, like, I get the
because
Dallas.
he played how many 14 years, and then he went to Denver and won a Super Bowl.
I see what Key was saying.
But he also,
Ja Morant is in Memphis. Ja Morant, you see him everywhere. He's in Memphis. Memphis is a small market. Isn't it a big market? Like, I see Giannis won a championship. He's in Milwaukee. I see Giannis everywhere on commercials. Like, I really do think, like, football, basketball, and sports. Like, granted, if you're in Dallas, New York, it's going to be massive. I get that because it catapults you. But these small market things, I don't think that matters anymore these days.
It certainly matters.
No way,
Jay.
Key.
Maybe not as much as it used to, but it still seems to matter.
Certainly,
I think that's just
matters when you're talking about the face of a league And much like Nick said, he's in Cincinnati. Not only is he in Cincinnati, when you talk about Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning's whole deal was a package. It's packaged up a certain way.
Yeah, for some reason, Joe Burrow's never been packaged up. It's like, as I was going through this with Key, Nick, like, you would think a guy who throws 7 touchdowns and 400 yards in the first half against Jalen Hurts and follows that up with the greatest championship game ever against Trevor Lawrence to cap the greatest college season ever, and then gets to the Super Bowl the first time he's healthy after a catastrophic injury, and then is undefeated against Mahomes. If he gets, you would think that we would package him up bigger than he is now.
You would assume that.
So Josh Allen's in Buffalo. That's not such a big market.
No, but I think we also see – I don't think Josh Allen has blown up that.
One commercial. Yes. It's Gillette. That's an NFL commercial.
And it's through the NFL.
It's a sponsorship through the NFL.
In Kansas City.
Face it, but faces of the league is different. That's all I'm saying. You can – there's guys, Jay, and you know this, man. You play basketball. You've been around all these dudes. There's people like Tom Brady. There's people like Patrick Mahomes and Peyton Manning. And Chris Paul and LeBron James, that's different. If a guy has a single commercial that sponsors the official sponsor of the National Football League, that's not the face of the league. Mm-mm. That's the league helping you get yourself out there, giving you an opportunity, as you know, Nick, through the NFLPA, through the NFL. But when other sponsors come to you individually away from the league and say, hey, we want to use you to market our Porsche or our Ferrari or our Aston Martin, Tom Brady-ish. That's the face of the league. That's different. When GMC comes to you and says, hey, we want to use Joe Burrow because he won the Super Bowl, that's the league
saying.
I think
that's what's going to happen. I think what's going to happen if he beats Mahomes again. And if he wins the Super Bowl, I hope it does
for his sake.
Yeah,
because he deserves it.
I want to see everyone have success. But I think that if he wins a Super Bowl, like, you have to win Super Bowls.
Agreed.
Yes.
To expect to be the face of any. Like, you have to win at the highest level, and you have to do it. I mean, if you get to a Super Bowl and lose twice, okay.
People think about
champion.
Jim Kelly and Joe Montana differently.
Yes. Yeah. If those guys had multiple Super Bowls or just won one of them, their marketing and everything afterwards would have been that much more. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think that first of all, he has to win in Kansas City, because these guys, you know, the guys in Cincinnati talking about Burrow, we're going to Burrowhead, and they're poking that bear. They've only won by 9 points total.
And they've been trailing most of those games.
In 3 games, they won by 9 total points, 3 points each game. It's not like you're blowing them out by 10 or 14 points. Like,
however, they've won because Burrow has outplayed Mahomes in the fourth quarter every time. I mean, it's crazy, but he has.
Hey, Nink.
Yeah.
Is Tom trying to win another Super Bowl, or is he going home to hang out with the family? Now.
What'd you say?
Huh? He said, is Tom trying to win another Super Bowl, or is he going home with the family?
I don't know. I've been trying to investigate that.
Tom Brady, that is.
Tom Brady, yeah. I've been trying to get, like, some info out of that, and I'm not getting anywhere with it.
But you're not doing a good job,
no,
then, buddy.
Well, what
no.
does that tell you? Because last year, yeah, out of the blue, you were like, he's going to retire. I'm like, oh.
No, and then, you know, I'm trying to be nice. Just, you know, hit up a friend, be like, hey, man, great season. Hope you're recovering.
Thinking about you.
You know, you finished well. You still got it. You know, and he responds, not according to your hard-hitting analysis.
Oh.
You mean to tell me, Nick?
I was trying to be nice.
That's what I love about this job. We have personal relationships with a lot of guys. And when you try to be objective,
I'm trying to think.
Bill Belichick doesn't want to come on the show. All of a
no, I try to think back. Like, what did I say bad? Like,
Nick, at least he didn't hit you with, oh, that's right, you on my list. I got to get back to you. My bad.
Oh, I got to get back to you.
Liar.
Or just see red. No response.
No response.
No response. Or you hear, or you see read and he never responds.
Yeah,
and you know he read it.
Yeah, like he saw it. He saw it, but there ain't no response. You're sitting there like, do I?
How exciting, Nick, are the people in Boston right now that Bill O'Brien is back with the Patriots?
Are they
going crazy?
I think they're really excited because they have an opportunity. You know, I like the move because, number one, Billy O has obviously a great track record with quarterbacks, and he's got head coaching experience. So you know he's not going to – he's a hothead. Billy O is a hothead. Like, he's nuts. So there's not going to be any back talk. You know, Mac isn't going to wave a playoff to him. Like, he'd probably run out there and snatch him up and say, run the play I just called. So you're going to see a lot more, discipline, I think, from the Patriots' offense. And not that they were undisciplined this year, but they just weren't as crisp as what we've seen, and that offense was stagnant. So
you go from Josh McDaniels to Matt Patricia.
Yeah, exactly. It's they changed everything this offseason because they would put in a new protection system. They put in a new style, and it just didn't work.
But, Neek, all right, so keep it a buck, man. So all these quarterbacks we're watching now, the Jalen Hurts, the Joe Burrows, the Josh Allens, the Patrick Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons, guys that can get out of the pocket, it's create hard. Plays, right? Like, they're dynamic athletically.
Yeah.
Mac Jones is not dynamic athletically.
No, he's
not.
Can
Billy O'Brien save Mac Jones? That's what I'm – is he enough to save Mac Jones?
I don't know. What's the save? I don't like that word, save. But I think that he could probably help his career.
Can Mac Jones win a championship? Can that style of quarterback win a championship in today's game?
Yeah, if you have the right supporting
right pieces
cast,
around
if you have
you.
A great offensive line,
yeah, for sure.
Really strong running game, and pieces around you, yeah, of course. You can methodically run the ball,
sound like a lot,
wear teams down. Defenses
would you
these
be
days.
Your starting quarterback?
Would you, I want him to
yes,
be my star?
You as a player.
If he was my quarterback, I would.
No. If I'm
under contract.
The man lives in Boston. Jay, why are you trying to do that to me?
You do have an option.
Nick always keeps in the buck with me, Key.
I know, but he lives in Boston.
These guys don't have a choice.
Don't do him like that.
You're under contract. Yeah. That's your quarterback.
Yeah. He's up on Nick, man. He lives in the area, you know?
Autograph
shows to go to.
I like Mac Jones.
No, but check this out, though.
I did a charity event, and I was hosting it. I didn't know that there was significant other in the room, and I was, I was throwing out balls to people. Like in the room, like they were donating, and they had tables that were really close. I'm like, oh, I'll make a Mac Jones throw. Here, check down. Oh. And I was saying, check down. And then somebody was like, yeah, his fiance is here. I was like, oh.
She's sitting there going, yeah, I know. So I know.
But
like,
don't
feel me a lot of money.
I think I overthrew one past the table. I said, oh, that's what we're used to around here. It's like,
yeah, Neek, don't feel bad though, because you played with a similar quarterback, was better. Saying? That's all. You played with a similar guy with the same sort of skill set, just was better. That's all.
That is Rob Ninkovich. You can see him on such hit shows as This Just In. God.
This Just In. Handsome guy. Wow. 3 p.m. Blah, 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 blah.
Like, very Yellowstone look you have going on.
No, this is just me, man.
That's just you?
Yeah. This is a tough
look. But how could you have a Yellowstone look in Boston, though?
No, I mean, I just have a beard. That's why he's saying that.
No, you don't have on boots today?
See, a white dude with a beard, a vest, yeah, Yellowstone. What else are you gonna
say? Guy's got a vest on, and he has a beard.
And a vest.
Yes. And a boots.
Hey,
we
just
like you.
That's it.
Hey, Jay.
You are a cowboy. That's what you are.
We get stereotyped all the time.
Hey, Jay, he got a nice.
I didn't get out of the Chanel department.
He called me a bank robber the other day because I was wearing a hat.
Oh, was it a black one? A black stocking cap? Yeah, you got to change it.
Rob Ninkovich, ladies and gentlemen.
Neek got a nice watch on, Jay. You might want to take a look at it.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and we welcome back Diana Russini.
Yes, hi, guys.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Key.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, welcome back to the studio.
I see Max a lot.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Just in.
Each other all the time.
Yeah. I feel like I see Max probably more than anyone these days, which is great because Max works a lot. It's good.
I'm always here.
You are always here, he says with a big smile.
I open up the place and I shut it down.
You do.
First guy in, last guy out.
That's why we love you, Max.
Yeah, you are.
Got to get Key in here, though. I don't get to see
Key. I am here. What do you mean? I'm right here, Dad.
Yeah, your voice is always in my head, Key. It's always in my head.
Yeah, you guys agree a lot.
All right.
I know. That's. I actually, I have said that to some of the ESPN managers that I don't want to do shows with Key because we agree on too much. It doesn't make for good radio, right? It's just like, Key's like, Dye's right. And I'm like, Key's right. So, Key, let's try to disagree a little today. Let's go.
A little bit. A little bit.
All right. So, let's start off. Is Joe Burrow? No.
So Nathaniel Hackett, right? Hired by the Jets to be the OC. I feel like we've seen this movie before, right? Aaron Rodgers lurking out there. I know what we can do. And now they're selling me on this whole, it's because of the Robert Saleh connection. What are the chances Aaron Rodgers is the Jets quarterback?
All right. First, let's just start with the reporting version of this, right? So I reached out to people with the Jets yesterday when this all was happening, and they are open to everything. Right. So there was no like no to Aaron Rodgers, right? Because they could have easily said
don't want
to
him.
Me, yeah. Right. Who? Why him?
We got Zach Wilson. What are you talking about?
But from what I can understand in terms of the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett, there is definitely a connection to Aaron Rodgers, but that's sidebar. The main reason why they hired him was his ability to connect with players, his teaching skills. He's going to take over this quarterback room, right? They know Zach Wilson has a lot of growing to do. He needs someone here who can teach him that improvement. And they think by bringing in a veteran, which I do believe that they will do, I just don't know if it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's kind of fun to sit here because I can't wait to fast forward in a few months and be like, how did we not see it, right? Like, yeah, of course they were going for Aaron Rodgers. But just
Greeny, I love watching Greeny lose his mind and also simultaneously brace himself for the disappointment.
It's hilarious. Like, he's texting me yesterday. Yeah. I'm trying to take my son for his first swim lesson, and I have all these plans, and I'm like, Mike, I'm sorry. He's like, can you just find out now? and for those just listening, Mike is like one of the nicest people. He never asks anything more of me. He knows we are all working all the time. So very rarely is Mike Greenberg reaching out to me to get an answer on something. And all he writes back
just
is...
just for personal reasons. Yes, it's not even professional.
Yeah. He's like, enjoy your day. Get me Aaron. like I have this power. Like, you know, like I have Mr. Johnson on the phone like, hey, can you get Aaron Rodgers?
Man, we're in this business because we're fans. I mean, that's why we're, you know.
Diana.
Yes.
You know I love you, right? We good. We like folks. Me and you like brother and sister, mm-hmm. right? All that. We cool.
Here we go.
Do you think for 1 minute that they hired a guy who just got fired with the 32nd offense, ranked offense in the National Football League? Mind you, the offense got better when he got fired in Denver, slightly better, with a connection to Aaron Rodgers, and the owner of the New York Jets says, we'll do anything to upgrade the quarterback position, we'll pay whatever to whoever, whatever picks, whatever. And they went into this like Robert Saleh said, oh, we are going to look at everything and all this, and I don't know if Nathaniel Hackett looked at the quarterbacks that's out there. He doesn't really know yet. We haven't decided. Dude, for 1 minute, do you think that the New York Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett without the mindset of we getting ready to get Aaron Rodgers?
Look, if they knew this was the plan the whole time, why the heck did they interview like 15 guys? This is
you gotta do that.
Safe face, so Diana.
To what?
Gave everybody a fair chance.
No,
you just gotta do it.
They have been interviewing every single time I talk to people in the Jets organization over the last 2 weeks. Someone new was in the building.
Is it possible?
Okay,
Diana,
so look,
comes out from Rodgers or someone connected with him. That would go a long way toward, but what happened with Denver last year? No, but this is different. Like, isn't it possible they got some more information during that process and then go hack it?
And also to add on top of that, Diana, also what I'm hearing from my friends who play in the league, mm-hmm. it's like this whole narrative now. It's like, when you're the head coach, there's a lot more responsibility and you can't really just focus on being the OC, and maybe him being back as an OC is the right thing for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we seen in the NFL where somebody doesn't make the best head coach, but they're fantastic coordinators?
So without beating Nathaniel Hackett up, right, Di?
Yeah.
15 people they interviewed. 15. So you mean to tell me between 1 and 15, they couldn't find a better play caller than the guy that failed at play calling in Buffalo and the guy who was mediocre at play calling in Jacksonville and completely bombed at play calling and head coach in Denver, who happens to be tied to a guy who can't make his mind up in Green Bay? They couldn't, between 1 and 15, they couldn't find a qualified, quality offensive coordinator that was not attached to Aaron Rodgers. They certainly could.
I think that this league always goes back to who knows who. As much as we've tried to change things and they've tried to do a better job of giving more opportunity, it's always going to go back to who you're comfortable with.
Yeah, relationships.
And it's relationships. It's, I mean, look, it's life, right? And, yeah. And Robert Saleh has that relationship with Nathaniel Hackett and feels comfortable with that. Look, is there a better offensive coordinator out there to develop Zach Wilson? I don't know. I don't know. I think it's hard right now. Finding a play caller on the street, finding someone available. The problem is a lot of these good offensive coordinators have jobs.
Right.
They're not going to make, you know, a parallel move. They're not just going to leave one organization to go to another to stay in that role. They're going to go for head coaching jobs. And I think that that's how this all came together. So, look, Key, it sounds like you're just trying to call it how it is, which is Nathaniel Hackett.
Jets are hoping for Aaron Rodgers.
I think that's ridiculous to think, though, that that's how that works. Oh, we're going to bring this guy because he's friends with it. Look, by the way, I started this segment saying I wanted to disagree. This isn't fake. I'm actually disagreeing with Key here. I think there's way more to the
Okay, so let me break it down let me break it down real quick for you, though, Di.
We got 20 seconds.
So you hire a guy who coached Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The system is the same vein as all of the West Coast systems that Aaron Rodgers coaches have been in. And you look at Robert Saleh's connection to whether it's Kyle Shanahan, whether it's Matt LaFleur, Mike LaFleur, now Hackett, and Aaron Rodgers wants to be on the move, and the Jets need a quarterback in the worst way.
Diana,
if you can throw,
word.
They take you, Diana.
Multiple first-round picks and $50 million, if that's what the Jets have it. I just don't think the Jets are an Aaron Rodgers piece away from going to the Super Bowl. You make that move if you think you're a piece away. The Jets are not.
Well, they may think they are, though. Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen, and Keyshawn Johnson with an organic disagreement.
Why do I get like 3 minutes on the show? Who do I have to talk to?
Well, because Max ate up 20 of them.
Max ate up 20. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Would a Super Bowl make Joe Burrow a Super Bowl win? The face of the NFL. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Love you guys.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
If Burrow beats Mahomes and wins the Super Bowl, is he the face of the NFL? Is he the biggest thing in sports?
I can guarantee you, my left and my right arm, he will not be the biggest thing in sports, nor the biggest thing in the National
Why
Football
not?
League. The people have already made up their mind for the next couple years who that guy is going to be.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, were presented by Progressive Insurance. So, would Joe Burrow be the face of the NFL if he beats Patrick Mahomes to now be undefeated against Mahomes, 4-0 in his career. Two times in the AFC Championship game in consecutive seasons. This in spite of the fact that Mahomes, through five seasons, has by far the greatest start to any career in the history of football. Right? Like, look at his numbers, look at the eye test, look at the team success, the whole thing. If Burrow does that and then goes on to win the Super Bowl, well, let's say it's against Jalen Hurts, someone he already, you know, he faced Jalen Hurts, and I don't know, he's playing the defense, not Jalen Hurts, but they faced each other in the playoff in college football, and Burrow gave him seven touchdowns and 400 yards in the first half, right? Like, or if it's the Niners in that defense, either way, if Burrow goes on to win the Super Bowl, when you think about it all, how is Joe Burrow not the face of the NFL? Would he be? Keith says no. It takes time. People make up their minds. It's slow to change. Plus, Burrow has a certain swag that might turn some in on Madison Avenue off, or at least in Middle America, perhaps.
Really?
Well, that's this. Really? You know, I don't feel that way, but perhaps that is the argument. Ben in Colorado. Yes, Kiki, go ahead. I see.
No, go with me.
All right, Ben in Colorado.
Yeah, hey guys, love the show. Yes, Joe Burrow will be the face of the NFL. He's actually the next. I mean, he's the next Tom Brady. If you look at him play, I mean, he's great. But for some reason, Key's fascination with Aaron Rodgers and some of these other guys who have won Super Bowl and choke in the playoffs all the time, I don't get Key's like thing with always bringing up Aaron Rodgers. It's like, come on, stop it with that. He has won Super Bowl. He's a choker. Going to the Jets, he's not going to do it. Yes, it's Joe Burrow. That's the next Tom Brady.
Ben, don't hang up, please. First of all, there's no fascination with Aaron Rodgers. What it is the truth. I'm just trying to tell you the truth of how people think. Max and Jay could tell you. At least Jay can, because Max wasn't around me on the show. When Lamar Jackson won MVP, the first thing I said is, even prior when he was on his way to winning MVP, I said, when have you seen an MVP not be celebrated at the level that he should be celebrated at? He was not celebrated as the MVP. No commercials, no this, no that. Because the minds were already made up. They already thinking, this is what we're looking for. This is what we're going to do. I'm not saying that Joe Burrow won't get there. I'm just saying if he wins the Super Bowl, he may get one or two. It may be something. But you still got Patrick Mahomes.
You're saying it's like turning an ocean liner or something, right? Like it's a long, slow kind of turn. It's not a quick little 90-degree.
They're not all of a sudden getting ready to sweep Patrick Mahomes into the dustpan.
Nobody.
And Tom Brady into the dustpan and Aaron Rodgers into the dustpan. They're not going to do that.
I do not think anybody is going to sweep Patrick Mahomes into the dustpan. But I will tell you, Joe Burrow is going to be front and center. He will be celebrated.
It is interesting, though, that he has not been, considering what he's done, and I took you through it.
Absolutely,
should be celebrated more than he is right now. You would think a quarterback who's done everything Burrow's done, like Josh Allen.
Man, I signed him up for everything in America right now.
What's that?
I would sign him up for everything.
Everything, right, yeah.
But I'm just telling you the way that these people think. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Whatever it is,
like, you haven't seen Joe Burrow enough commercials?
I think Joe Burrow.
Man, I ain't seen Joe Burrow in nothing.
Well, that's probably the way his team wants it for the time being. I don't think it's always a strategy. Hey, let me be seen everywhere.
James in Florida, what do you think?
I haven't seen him in anything, though, Jay.
I hear you.
Yeah, James.
What's going on, fellas? First off, I got love for all of y'all. Been a big fan, Jay Will. I'm from Chicago, big fan. Key, stop with the nonsense. Let me go ahead and tell you some truth real quick. Joe Burrow is that dude, and you need to listen to Max because he's coming. You saw what he did in college. Patrick Mahomes had his success when Burrow wasn't in the league.
James, James, James,
let him finish
James,
his point, let him
are you listening to me at all? Are you hearing me at all? Because I didn't say he wasn't the man.
He's not
telling you
his gangsterism.
He is.
He's
I'm telling you.
He will be the face, Key. He wins the Super Bowl this year. He's the face.
I'm just telling you the way that the league thinks and how the people that make these decisions think. I'm just letting you know.
Key,
I can be wrong.
Key, wait. James, I'm going to pose it. Like, let's just tear the Band-Aid off, okay? Because that's what we do on this show, and that's why I love these conversations. Does Joe Burrow not appeal to middle America because like he has too much swag? Like, is he too colorful where it rubs the masses the wrong way? Like, is he too into the culture and is not as accepted as other more traditional quarterbacks? Like, is that what we're alluding to as why he's not seen as like the overall guy? Does that factor into this equation?
No, he's in Ohio, man. What are you talking about? That's so middle America. Yeah, he's playing in Cincinnati.
Just because you're playing in Cincinnati doesn't mean that you appeal to everybody in the Midwest, Key.
He's from Ohio. He's from Cincinnati.
Well, wait, Key, I think there are a bunch of things conspiring.
Key, do you see where I'm going down this path, regardless of wherever he's from? Do you see
about? I understand what you're saying, Jay. I don't care about middle America. I don't care about none of it. What I'm trying to say and get through you knucklehead skulls is there's two or three guys that's already at the top. They're not going to come crashing down to lift Joe Burrow up because he won a Super Bowl. These dudes got chips on top of chips on top of chips on top of chips. They got a lot of runway. And when you got a lot of runway, you got to let guys like Joe Burrow catch up. They're not all of a sudden getting ready to erase them.
But in college, he was high profile because he destroyed everybody in the greatest season of all time, won the chip. He was the number one overall draft pick. So there's 1 year. Then he's in the NFL, but he gets hurt. But he is in people's faces for like half that year.
He's going to be the
rookie of the year. Then he gets to the Super Bowl. It's another year. This is like year four where he's really in the public consciousness. So the question remains, why has he not been packaged up, as Key likes to say?
Well, he's not a pack. But first of all, he's not a package guy. He ain't a package guy. Like Jay say, he like us. Okay? He got the Cardis. He got the Mink. He rolling.
That's what Jay is saying, Key.
I understand that, Max. You got to let me get there. Like Jay said, he rocks with us. Okay? And on top of that, he's just arriving. He's just arriving.
And it's a small market. And by the way, here's another thing. Here's another thing. Although he is 6'5 and fast and a big arm and it's accurate and everything, his real attribute that jumps out is the cold-blooded killer stuff and the fact that he makes quick decisions. And that doesn't jump out at you the way Patrick Mahomes' arm does or Josh Allen's arm. There's no one thing you can hang your hat on that's an obvious big physical characteristic that you go, oh, my God, I've never seen that before. So
he
maybe
He will be bigger than Josh Allen
right.
if he wins a Super Bowl because he has some traits off the field that a lot of people appeal to. So he will be bigger than Josh Allen. Josh Allen has strong arm, all that sort of stuff. But Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback spot, they run the NFL, man.
They got more years. Tom Brady, with the season he just had, we'll see what team he goes to, but you kind of feel like he's on his way out, right?
Yes.
Let's be honest. Yep.
So somebody got to replace him.
Legacy kind of move. Aaron, we'll see what happens to the situation, but it does feel like Aaron with – you know, every single day being in the media, people start to be exhausted with Aaron Rodgers. Even though you and I aren't, Key, because we know his talent on the field, but the general public.
Man,
right?
He hasn't done work in the playoffs in a long time.
All I'm going to say is Patrick Mahomes has a longer runway, but if Joe Burrow wins this Super Bowl, like he is
the
going
problem
to be.
Is, the problem is, Jay, you're right. The problem for Mahomes here, Key, is Mahomes got everybody. And Burrow got Mahomes if he wins. That's where Burrow leapfrogs everyone. Because the argument you're making, Jay, Mahomes ahead of everybody. But if one dude is ahead of him, what does that make him? That's Joe Burrow if he wins.
But what's going to happen, though, is if Joe Burrow wins, there's going to be a mass part of people that's going to start saying, no, Joe Burrow's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best in the game. You know why? He has won Super Bowl just like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's undefeated.
We might be saying it. Let's see how it looks.
He doesn't have five straight AFC championship visits, but he has two straight. And like, what matters more? Championships? Are we just talking about championships? Because that's what we value everybody else on. Super Bowls, right?
So yeah, if Burrow was better in college.
I'm just saying.
And through 2 years,
I'm just
or three
saying
years,
we only value
say
Super Bowls. We don't value like all Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, he was better in college one year, Max.
Yeah, that's true. But he was the greatest year ever.
I know, but let's not say.
He won a national title, Key. This
he
is
was
the
ridiculous
Johnson
in college
school
the 1 year.
But he won the title.
Won chip,
I get it. I understand that. But I want to make sure that you just don't act as though 5 years he just ran through college football.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Ben in Colorado.
Joe Burrow will be the face of the NFL. He's actually the next, he's the next Tom Brady. If you look at him play, he's great.
James in Florida.
Joe Burrow is that dude. And you need to listen to Max because he's coming.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, if Burrow wins the Super Bowl. There's a lot. Listen, you got to get through Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, maybe the best team in football this year, on the road again. You're kind of due to get popped by them, right? You got to do that, and then you got to go on and win the Super Bowl against one of the two best defenses, whether that's Philly or San Francisco. So there's a long way to go between here and there. But if Joe Burrow does it, is he the face of the NFL?
He should be.
He should be. But the powers that be, maybe he wouldn't be their choice, or maybe he hasn't been around long enough. Maybe.
Couple more seasons, and he'll, it's just, man, it's
back-to-back Super Bowls, Key.
Appearances, yeah.
Back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, and he gets one. We live in a world, what have you done for me lately?
But you got a guy who's the MVP, who's been to five championship games, two Super Bowls, one. He's got a certain snack, crackle, pop.
So I hear you on the five AFC championships, but if he's been to two Super Bowls, okay, Joe Burrow's going to be the two Super Bowls. If Joe Burrow wins one, he got one just like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, here's the problem with if Burrow wins a Super Bowl, though, Key. There's sometimes you can say styles make fights. Like, I'll go to boxing. Ali is always going to have a hard time with Kenny Norton. It doesn't mean Kenny Norton's as good as Ali or as big a star, right? Okay. But that would be one thing. If Burrow just always beats Mahomes. But if Burrow also beats everyone else, right?
Brock Purdy.
Then you can't just say styles make fights. Now you got to say that's the baddest man on the planet because he's undefeated against Mahomes, and then he just won the Super Bowl, right? That's the thing. It's because him and Mahomes is matched up so many times if Burrow wins,
but Burrow coming out on top. It's unfortunate that he plays for Cincinnati, and it's not about the market as much as it is about the team. You still think, and people still in their minds, even though Cincinnati is a dog of a team, ridiculous. Joe Burrow, Mixon, T. Higgins, Boyd, the defensive side, just crazy. People still in their mind, it's the Bengals.
It's going to take a little while.
It's like flushing something out of your system. It comes out. You got to get it all out of your system. There's so much bad from Cincinnati's history.
Five playoff wins in their history before Joe Burrow. In their whole history.
So you got to flush all that. You got to get that out, man. You know how. Come on, man.
But doesn't that make it bigger, Key? It's like, don't we love that? It's like when we see superstars that go to big markets or team up with other superstars, and no, we want to see you do it on your own. So the fact that Joe Burrow has taken this franchise from the trenches of being horrible, and all of a sudden, quickly, like within a 3-year span, they're in back-to-back Super Bowls.
But you know how many people, because of the stain on the organization, how many people in non-Ohio is, even if they win, they still going to say to themselves, they'll be Cincinnati again one day.
They'll be the Bengals one day. Is looking for things that explain something, a phenomenon that we are experiencing, which is Joe Burrow gets less press than his accomplishments say he should get. So let's figure out why that is. Okay, small market. Maybe we heard Mike Tannenbaum, like, before the season started, he doesn't like the way he's billed. He thinks he's an injury risk. No one attribute jumps out at you that you can hang your hat on that's obvious, like speed or arm, like the out of control. What Key's talking about the Bengals brand. But I think, Key, all of that explains what we've experienced until now. If he get if he
it's
wins
gotta
the
get
Super
flushed
Bowl,
out though, Max.
I think the Super Bowl flushes it.
It doesn't. I'm telling you. I may be wrong. Yeah, I could be wrong.
But I'm just saying.
If they gotta flush it out.
But
though.
Why do we? Because we haven't seen commercials. Like you say, less press. This dude is written about every day.
Only recently, Jay.
Over the last 2 years, he's been written about every day.
Josh Allen got more press than Joe Burrow.
Because we talked about the MVP odds. Okay. We talked about MVP.
For whatever reason.
All right, that's MVP
Max,
odds. What does that have to do with press?
Max.
It's not press.
Yeah, because it was covered all the time. We talked more about Josh Allen. Yeah.
What did I say at the beginning of the season about the Bengals?
You don't think they'd make the playoffs. Super Bowl hangover.
There you go. So, look, that's one, right? That's just me asking you, because I'm on the show with you. I'm one person. How many other people you think said that? You see what I'm saying?
He has not been given his – like, people just didn't – people looked at Josh Allen. They responded to him in a big way, and they have under-responded.
And he didn't even make it to the Super Bowl.
Right, he didn't do it right. Right.
He didn't even make it to the Super Bowl. We got to have a conversation about if Aaron Donald didn't sack him, he would have won the Super Bowl and probably been the MVP.
Let's take these calls. I got one more for you. Then we take these calls.
No, take it.
One of the reasons I think Joe Burrow is going to be bigger than everyone if he wins the Super Bowl, because a lot of the resentment that some people will have toward packaged up players, right? Like sometimes immediately you get turned off by that. He hasn't been packaged up at all.
No, he's not.
So if he gets it done, people like you who are suspicious, let me see you do it. Don't sell me. You have not been sold on him, right?
Oh, it's no, that's my dude. I want to wear his mink coat one day. You know,
Nick in Connecticut.
Well, I hope
his
mean coach not real, but you know.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Key on this one. Burrow first, he's got to go into Burrowhead, you know, and win, and then win the Super Bowl. But you got to give him another year to see what he does, because this could be his only one he wins. You know, you never know. You got to give him this year. He's got to win this one, and then we're gonna see what he does next year, and then. Until Tom Brady leaves the league, Burrow ain't going to be the face of the league.
John. Well, Nick, the whole thing is based upon him winning it this year. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And just the fact that you call Arrowhead Burrowhead goes to show you how much this dude is, like, literally seeking, like, sitting in the subconscious of people and how they think about it.
No doubt.
I love Joe Burrow. I wish I could have played with him in his left arm. But at the end of the day, I just know how Park Avenue thinks. I know how the front – I know how – how the people upstairs think when they're starting to put this stuff together.
It's colorful.
Certain things ain't by coincidence, right? You say, oh, yeah, the league and this, that, and the other. OBJ was colorful, but he played in New York City.
Yeah.
He didn't start off somewhere else. When he went somewhere else, you know, they kind of pulled that back from OBJ a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Mahomes, I think there's a really good chance Mahomes wins this game, and this is a moot point, right? Because now he's back on top. But we're asking if Burrow wins the Super Bowl. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Because Joe B is a bad
Joe B is bad. If he goes to Arrowhead and makes it Burrowhead, beats Mahomes and wins the Super Bowl, is he the face of the NFL? 888-SAY-ESPN. And this is here's one last thought as we head to commercial break. Well, we have 30 seconds. It's an awkward amount of time.
Stretch it.
Here's one last thought. You know, we want to talk about other things today. We had planned to, including what's the biggest key for the Eagles to win. People want to talk about Joe Burrow. That thought has taken over the show, and that also says something about whether or not he can be the face of the league if he wins the Super Bowl.
Man, J.
Keyshawn,
Bob,
Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.